done us some. How pleased are you with that in the end?
What's pleased me most is that the players can finally leave this stadium on a Saturday after a game and midweek games we've had here with their heads held high. They haven't quite, in previous games, maybe not had the rub of the green. They've always put in a shift here and, you know, they've got the monkey off their back now about winning at home. So I'm really pleased for them. They deserve what they got today and all credit to them.
Did you get a couple of breaks at crucial times?
Yes, but I would say that we haven't had breaks here in previous games. I'm a great believer in over a season things will even themselves out a little bit. We posed a threat, I think, from corners for most of the afternoon and got a lucky break for the first one and we had people in the right place for the second goal with Puey. You know, they would probably say they weren't particularly well-worked goals, but you've got to take what you get in this world.
Are there a few people claiming the first goal?
I was one of those as well, I think. But, I think I couldn't really see from where I was. I'd need to look at it again. I haven't seen it, but it was credited to Simon Francis, so at this moment in time, I'm not in a position to argue with that.
What sort of difference has Eddie's arrival made in terms of the players? Have you noticed anything in the last 24 hours or something?
No. The players have put in effort on the training ground, time after time, day after day. They've put effort in on the pitch. They put a real shift in for me last week at Coventry, done it again today.
Does it mean a lot to you personally? Because obviously it's been a sort of difficult spell, I guess, here under Paul. Do you make a really sort of positive contribution like this?
Well, I think everybody who takes a team wants to win, and I'm no different. Whatever happens, I was disappointed we lost last week, delighted that we've won this week. Everybody who takes a team wants to win, and I'm no different.
Any idea what happens to you on Monday morning?
I come to work.
Have you been given any indications about a future here or otherwise? Or?
Well, not really at the moment, not positive stuff, but I've been in football long enough, so I know how football works. So we'll just take it as a day at a time and see how we get on.
And does football make you quite thick-skinned at times if you have to?
Football's made me very thick-skinned, but it's something I've done since I was a boy. I love the game, love being on the training pitch with the players. And you just go from day to day. You can't plan in football, not long term.
And finally, as you hand over, what sort of legacy do you hope you've given Eddie over the past couple of games, if you like?
Well, what I would think is that we have played reasonably attractive football. I like the tempo of my teams to be quick. I like to send the crowd away thinking they've been entertained a little bit. And you can't always do that in football. But I hope today they've gone home because they've, you know, they've come and supported the team to their credit and they'll go home, I hope, happy because they've seen their team win.